Thank you very much, Chair. Pleased to speak on behalf of the European Union's member states in this session of the Working Party. We commend UNCTAD for its commitment on evaluating its work. As underlined on various occasions, evaluations are essential for UNCTAD's transparency, accountability, and efficiency. They underpin donor confidence and ensure that we all learn from experience. At the outset, I would like to thank the independent evaluation team, namely Alison Urquizo from the Permanent Mission of Peru, Mr. Renar Stanelson from the Permanent Mission of Latvia, and Mr. Punit Aurora that acted as a team leader for this evaluation. As was highlighted by Mr. Aurora, a lot of reading goes into this evaluation, a lot of time commitment. So I think I want to give a special appreciation to the colleague delegates because I do understand there's a big time investment in this and a busy Geneva agenda. But it is, I'm sure, also a very unique way to learn about the work of UNCTAD. But I also want to thank the Secretariat and, of course, Director James Jeune for providing the management response, outlining the planned actions on the issued recommendations. Overall, we are very happy to note that the evaluation confirmed the positive value of the subprogram. Indeed, this evaluation coincides with our experience and engagement with the work of the subprogram. It is encouraging to see that the positive work already noted in the 2014 evaluation continues. It is also commendable to read in the report that certain recommendations from the previous evaluation have been acted upon. Indeed, this demonstrates the true value of such evaluation, namely that as the world and the needs change, we too strive for continuous improvement and adjustment. Looking at the report, we'd like to highlight three issues that the evaluation notes, addressing which can further boost the impact and sustainability of this subprogram as well as of broader UNCTAD's actions. First, we note that anecdotal evidence features as an important input to these evaluations, while concrete impact assessment data is often difficult to identify. This highlights the importance of further improving and targeting performance measures, as well as highlights the importance of the work carried out by the Office of the SG on result-based management as per management response in this evaluation. This work will not only strengthen the learning process and improve future activities, but should also provide a critical input for necessary periodic review of subprograms portfolio, a key recommendation of this evaluation, be it through adjustment or streamlining of the activities. This brings me to the second point. Such work on better and more concrete performance or impact measures, as also mentioned by Mr. Aurora during his presentation, should also facilitate communication, awareness raising, and collaboration with key stakeholders. Indeed, the evaluation finds, despite an overall positive impression, that many member states expressed lack of in-depth knowledge of subprograms work, as also mentioned by the colleague for G77 and China group. Therefore, backed by concrete performance or impact indicators, a focus on engagement towards deepening networks, including within UNCTAD, rather than broadening them, could help improve the awareness and engagement by stakeholders. This is in line, indeed, with another noteworthy recommendation arising from the evaluation. Third and last, we are very happy to read on the progress made on integrating gender throughout subprograms activities. We welcome the efforts carried out as described in the management response, as well as in the explanations given by Director Jeune just now. In particular, the commitment to explore avenues for further integration of gender consideration into regular programming. As recognized by the 2030 Agenda and the SDGs, we cannot have sustainable development if we disregard half of the world's population. Linked to this, we also note the findings that more efforts and specific guidance is needed to mainstream human rights, equity, and inclusion in the work of subprogram, as required by the UN General Assembly resolutions and by Secretary General bulletins. We'd appreciate hearing more on such efforts by the Secretariat, potentially during the next Investment, Enterprise, and Development Commission session. I'd like to thank you and again appreciate, Director, your AAA approach to the evaluations.